Dayton Mayor Nan Whaley has announced her run for Ohio governor. She joins three other Democrats in Ohio, along with two Republicans. Whaley says she's helped revitalize Dayton. She criticizes the moves made by Ohio Republicans who have held the governor's office since 1991, except for a four-year term by Democrat Ted Strickland. Mayor Whaley joins me to talk about her run for governor. Thanks for talking with me.
Thanks, Debbie. Great to be here with you.
So you will be vying for the Democratic nomination along with State Senator Joe Schiavone of Boardman, former U.S. Representative Betty Sutton of Copley, and former State Representative Connie Pillich of Montgomery. Why did you decide to run now?
Look, I think it's really key that Ohio needs a new direction. And as a mayor and an executive on the ground, seeing the challenges and frustrations that people in Ohio have, failed policies by the state, ones that are not leading the nation in job numbers. We really need somebody that gets these issues, gets what it takes to move the state forward and can get it done.
What do you think then it will take to get more jobs to more Ohioans?
Look, we need to really focus in on ways that we can invest in our workforce. We're not doing that in Ohio. We need to make sure that we're investing in our community. We're clearly not doing that as they've continued to just kill the partnerships with cities, towns, and counties. And we need to make sure that we're working together as partners. I think that will be a key way that we can move Ohio forward. I believe that Ohio's best days can be ahead of us, but we need to have leadership that understands that really investing in people is the way forward for Ohio.
Now, you're also running for another term for mayor this year unopposed. But then again, the governor's race is next year. So is it fair to voters to try to do both?
Yeah, I was very honest with the citizens of Dayton and told them I was looking at the governor's race. And I think there's a real lack of understanding at the State House about what it takes, the work that's done on the ground to grow jobs and improve people's quality of life. And you know, when you see that, especially in this pivotal time in Ohio, it's important for local leaders to step up. You know, I get it, and our problems can be solved by people that understand these issues, and local leaders are the folks that do that. This is the opportunity for people of Dayton to be heard statewide. They deserve to have that voice, and so we're just really called to do more, and when you're called to do more, you have to do more.
In Dayton, you've said that you've revitalized that city. How have you done that?
Well, I think it's really about the partnerships we've created with the business community, with labor, with our other local leaders, you know, really setting a vision forward, sharing that vision and the community investing in that vision. And so we've seen, you know, for example, high quality pre-K, one of the first cities in the country to provide high quality pre-K to every single four-year-old. That's about investing in our future workforce. And nearly $1 billion of investment in our urban core, stabilization of the population in our city, and real interest in people wanting to invest in our community because they see the vision and the future bright in Dayton. A quote in the paper today before I came to Columbus was a quote that said, all arrows pointing up to Dayton from someone that had bought one of our buildings downtown. And that kind of work has been a work where we have all come together to grow our city together.
All right. And more Ohio voters gave their support to Donald Trump in the last presidential election. How will you appeal to those voters?
Those voters are frustrated and angry, and I get it. You know, I understand that, you know, they are not better off than they were 8 years ago. And, you know, this is going to be a choice between the same old tired policies and ideas that the State House has been giving that has not been working for Ohio, or a new path forward. And that's what we're going to offer to Ohio voters.
I've been talking with Dayton Mayor Nan Whaley about her run to be Ohio's next governor. Thanks so much.
Thank you. It's been great to be on.